Welcome to Stress Management, How to Calm Fear, Anxiety, Worry, and Stress. Lesson 1, Introduction. My name is Linda Bjork. I'm the author of several self-help books, including You Got This, An Action Plan to Calm Fear, Anxiety, Worry, and Stress, Crushed, A Journey Through Depression, and others. I'm also the founder and executive director of Hope for Healing, a nonprofit charity that offers tools, information, resources, and a plan to increase happiness, build confidence and self-esteem, strengthen relationships, manage stress, and help alleviate symptoms of depression and anxiety. In this course, we're going to share a variety of proven cognitive behavioral therapy tips and tricks that empower people to regain a sense of peace and control in their lives. Everyone experiences stress. It's just a part of life. But there are ways to calm feelings of fear, anxiety, worry, and stress, and I'll show you how. We're going to discuss ways to decrease our stressors and increase our coping skills. Since this lesson is the introduction, I'm going to begin by laying a foundation to help us better understand the problem that we're dealing with. In order to do that, I'm going to share some definitions. Fear, anxiety, worry, and panic are emotions that most people are familiar with to some degree or another. While slightly different, each of these emotions are related and connected by the presence of fear. Fear is an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous, likely to cause pain, or a threat. Anxiety is an unpleasant but vague sense of apprehension. It's a feeling of worry, nervousness, or unease, typically about an imminent event or something with an uncertain outcome. Worry has a couple of definitions that may seem unrelated at first, but they are all connected in a way. First of all, worry means a state of anxiety and uncertainty over actual or potential problems. It implies concern mixed with fear. Worry can also mean to tear at, gnaw on, pull at, or fiddle with continually. A dog can worry a bone by continually gnawing at it. You can worry the knot at the end of a rope by continually fiddling with it and perhaps fraying it. It has to do with the idea of touching or disturbing something repeatedly. Worry is not a fleeting emotion. It tends to be nagging, persistent, and incessant. Some synonyms for worry include to annoy, plague, pester, or torment. Panic is an intense feeling of overpowering extreme anxiety or terror. Any of these forms of fear can cause stress. Stress is a state of mental or emotional strain or tension resulting from adverse or very demanding circumstances. While each of these issues are slightly different, each of these emotions are related and connected by the presence of fear. Fear arises with the threat of harm, either physical, emotional, or psychological, and it can come from either real or imagined circumstances. These unpleasant emotions can arise from an imminent physical threat, or they may arise from a perceived emotional and mental threat. Everyday life gives many opportunities to experience fear, anxiety, worry, stress, or even panic. The purpose of this course is to share coping skills to effectively deal with these challenges. Emotions by themselves are neither good nor bad. Instead, they are either helpful or hurtful, depending on intensity, duration, and circumstances. As we learn to calm and manage those feelings and emotions, it increases our mental, emotional, and physical well-being, and improves our quality of life. And I'll be explaining more about that in the next lesson. In closing, I'd like to share a quote from Star Wars. In the immortal words of Jedi Master Yoda, "Fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering."